And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, yes, two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990, and these days from every possible location at Babyland. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour-ish. Let's just call it the midnight hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. By the way, welcome to the new radio obituary year. We'll be talking about that later. But now I'd like to thank everybody for all of their well wishes. When I was not feeling quite my best last week, I appreciate you all and your support. But we're back now, busy as ever, and I knew I needed a free association. You're probably going to get a lot of those coming up because I've got some home renovations going on. They take a little bit of my attention away from you, the listener, which is so sad. Nothing should ever take my attention away from you, but it happens. When it does, you can expect a little free association, just like this one, starting right now. With chicken content here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Down on the grave got on my knees. Thought I heard a chicken sneeze. Sneeze so high, well, it touched the sky. He didn't come back to the 4th of July. Chicken in the bread pan, kicking up dough. Come back, chicken in the kick a little more. Stole my hat and he stole my coat. Shorty, baby, you got to go. Going down the road, I'm gonna set bread down. Look all around me shine. The first girl I see, boy, she is mine. Swing through, I swing sail. Who gon' swing that shorten gal? Told me you love me, you told me a lie. I love you, baby, until I die. Walking around while I'm singing a song. Thinking about my baby, it's almost gone. A hamboo knuckles in the greasy ride.
chicken.
Walking down the street last night, neat looking cat came into sight. He bowed and smiled and asked my name. I said, hold it, bud, I don't play that game. He reached in his pockets and to my big surprise, there was Lincoln staring me dead in the eye.
Greenback, greenback dollar bill, just a little piece of paper that's coated with chlorophyll.
He looked at me with that familiar desire. His eyes lit up like they were on fire. I said, my name's Kay and you're on the right track. But look here, Daddy, I wear furs on my back. So if you want to have fun in this man's land, let Lincoln and Jackson start shaking hands.
Greenback, greenback dollar bill, just a little piece of paper that's coated with chlorophyll.
He didn't know what he was getting into, but I'd pop Lincoln and Jackson too. He didn't mind seeing them fade out of sight, 'cause he knew he was in for some fun last night. So whenever you're in town and you're looking for a thrill, if Lincoln won't get it, Daddy, Jackson will.
Greenback, greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper that's coated with chlorophyll.
I took him to a night spot where the lights were down low. We dined and danced and he was ready to go. I got out of my seat and as he arose, I said, hold it, Daddy, while I powder my nose. He sat back down with a smiling face while I went down to that powder place
with his greenback, greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper that's coated with chlorophyll.
Well, I had his money and I know the score. I took a powder out the back door, but there in the alley, back of the place, stood this guy with a smiling face. He said, come on, baby, I've paid the price. Now how about sampling the merchandise? Well, that's my story, and you better believe you gotta give if you wanna receive.
Greenback, greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper that's coated with chlorophyll.
Sky's not clearing, you'll never see Cassiopeia. You're there at your department, I'm here in your apartment. Another night we'll spend alone. A girl, her telescope, and a great she
There are a lot of little phrases and expressions, too, language items that occur in your childhood that you don't get to use after you grow up. Things you leave behind, stuff you don't say anymore, like... I have an awful time working that in. Words like fraidy cat. I'll be going to Chicago, Dan. Bill's a fraidy cat. He won't fly. Fucking fraidy cat, Bill. Fraidy cat. You don't go around saying, you know what?
What?
That's what? They put that right on your employee record, man. By the way, if a kid ever comes up to you and says, you know what? Tell him yes and walk away. This is love. And you know what? For a long time, no one has asked me to put on my thinking cap. I don't even know if I still have mine. Yes, probably in the closet. I had one, didn't you have one? Shit, I saw mine. Big leather, kind of a leather deal. Hoops coming out, big hoops, man. Oh boy. Shit'll be easy now, man. Good, Teach, fire away. Can't you get that through your thick skull? Keeps hitting my thinking cap.
Down low, stay a little fuzzy in the moon glow. Rough around the edge, like the poet said. I can see your wishes and hear your shadow. I heard of a place that is far away, but if you just keep moving, you find your way. It's got breezy days and crazy nights, got a lot of melodies left to play. Thank you.
Saki.
And I'm Jamie.
Be sure to join us this week at the Blood Drive. Lots of adults and children desperately need your blood.
Give the gift of life.
There'll be plenty of free hot dogs, donuts, and lots for kids to do, including clowns and face painting.
This Sunday, August 19th.
Wait a minute. Wait, August 19th? That was a long time ago. This is September.
Barely September.
Visit Saki and Jamie on Facebook and at SakiandJamie.com.
We're sorry, blood needers.
Blood need... Jamie!
It all happened one Saturday. I was driving in my car. I saw the sign on a telephone pole. It wasn't very far. I turned right at the corner. I parked along the curb. There he was, just a standing there. I couldn't speak a word. It was Dwight Twilley's garage sale. This really happened to me. Beetle buttons and 8-tracks, Monster magazines, Dark Shadows collector cards, Elvis Presley too, the sheet music to wipe out. I'll surf away my blues. Guitar. I'd take it home and I would write a hit song. Say adios to the bars.
Shining half on him and half on me, guide my unstable lover home from the nervous sea. Schizophrenic moon, keep shining through the symptoms of the night, pushing my lover homeward with your compulsive light. Tell him, moon, how much I've missed him. Tell him, oh moon, I can't resist him. Tell him, oh moon, that we belong to the very same solar system. Schizophrenic moon, keep shining, don't reject our lover's plea. Keep him forever hyper aware of me.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That was 30 minutes, and we are in the throes of a free association tonight. You know what that is. That's when, over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, you give me words. I take those words. I ponder them. I roll them around in my brain a little bit and see what songs get triggered in there. And then I come here and play them for you. At Bubbles in the Think Tank. I think it's a great process. I think we work very well together. Very well indeed. It frees up a little bit of my brain power to make sure that I can take care of the stupid things in life that need to be dealt with instead of the important things like hanging out with you and doing silly radio. So why don't we get right back to it, because you know we need to, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It's been a rocky road, I don't know what to do. I thought you'd always stand by me through thick and thin. There's no one standing here, I'd better think again. Is it the blues I've got, or am I just a fool? Or has my mind forgot how to have a clue? And when they lock me up, that's when I'll finally be free of all these troubles and insanity. But now you've got me in a spot, I don't know if it's love or not. I try to call and say hello, you can't talk now, you've got to go. You leave me hanging high and dry without a clue as to why. Why is it always me? And if you think I'm nutty now, then just stay tuned, I'll show you how. A crazy man who is in love, he doesn't push, he doesn't shove, he waits it out just like I will. He's got lots of time to kill, killing me so slowly.
Ronella?
Yes, Edward?
Why don't you return my call? Is it because you don't like me? Should I change my brand of toothpaste?
I don't know.
Is it because I have a mullet hairdo?
Well, I got one too.
Please, come back someday.
Now I know how to play the game, I wrote all the rules. Before I go insane, I have to let you choose. I'm gonna let you back up and take back all you have said. We'll start all over, that would clear my head. You think
My head's a coconut and all my thoughts are in a rut. You talk to me like I can hear your innuendo in my ear. And now the tables have turned and who will be getting burned? Burning a hole in me. First I lost my marbles and then I lost you. It's been a rocky road, I don't know what to do.
Shoplifters, you're getting away with value.
Listen to what Mrs. G86T91 of Honor Farm, Missouri says about value at Shoplifters.
I walked away with over $130 worth of hams in my pants, and it only cost me $50 in 60 days.
Shoplifters, you're getting away with more food.
This week's special squirrel squares from Road Ready Flat Snacks. Velcro macaroni sticks to the outside of your ribs and stupid Belgium waffle hats.
Shoplifters, we give you a bigger head start.
Remember, there's no long lines at our checkout counter because there are no checkout counters. We just follow you to your car and read you your rights.
Shoplifters, the market that puts you away.
Visit our 7 convenience stores in King's Knowes.
Find a treasure too. I'd love living in a lighthouse. How about you? I dream of living in a lighthouse, baby, every single day. I dream of living in a lighthouse, a white one by the bay. So if you want to make my dreams come true, be a lighthouse keeper, do. We could live in a lighthouse, a white one by the bay.
I'm a disappointed guy, thought it was tough. I took a little bit of a drink and that little bit was too much. I've had too much of a little bit. It's about to get me down.
Too much of a little bit.
And it's about to get me down.
Well,
I can't eat right.
No.
I can't sleep right.
No.
I can't think, I can't drink, I can't talk right.
No.
I've had too much of a little bit. It's about to get me down.
Too much of a little bit.
And it's about to get me down. Well, run to me, honey, baby, put your hand on my head. My temperature's 8,093. I'm almost dead. I've had too much of a little bit. It's about to get me down.
Too much of a little bit.
And it's about to get me down.
Get it, man. Get it now.
If anybody asks me to come and take a little bit, I'm going to put them right out of my door.
You wouldn't do that,
I've had too much of a little bit. It's about to get me down.
Too much of a little bit.
And it's about to get me down.
Don't let it get you down.
Well, I can't help myself. I'm acting like a clown.
Don't let it get you down.
Well, I'm floating on the clouds, my head going round and round. I've had too much of a little bit. It's about to get me down.
Too much of a little bit.
And it's about to get me down.
Too much of a little bit.
And it's about to get me down.
Stands in the corner where the barrels are straight. I look out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun Boogie, I done saw your track. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cock my hammer back. Well, over on the ridge is a scaly bark. Hickory nuts are big, you can see them in the dark. The big fat squirrels, they scratch and they fight. I'll be on that ridge before daylight with the shotgun Boogie. All I need is one shot. Look out, bushy tail, tonight you'll be in the pot. I met a pretty gal, she was tall and thin. I asked her what she had, she said a Fox 410. I looked her up and down, said, boy, this is love. So we headed for the brush to shoot a big fat dove. Shotgun Boogie, boy, the feathers flew. Look out, Mr. Dove, when she draws a bead on you. I sat down on a log, took her on my lap. She said, wait a minute, bud, you got to see my pap. He's got a 16-gauge choked down like a rifle. He don't like a man that's gonna trifle. Shotgun Boogie draws a bead so fine. Look out, big boy, he's loaded all the time. Called on her pap like a gentleman oughter. He said, no brush hunter's gonna get my daughter. He cocked back the hammer right on the spot. When the gun went off, I outrun the shot. Shotgun Boogie, I wanted wedding bells. I'll be back, little gal, when your pappy runs out of shells. Speedy West.
Greeting call. The comeback. Lazy hand. Ah, 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 ah. The Lonesome Hen. The Chatter. The Chuckle. The Bluebell. Redhead. Canvas back.
Was easy pickings. I had cased before as I started to scoop up the cash. In the dark I saw a flashlight flash, and a big surprise was waiting in there for me.
It was the buzz. It was the buzz.
Buzz was to the left, buzz was to the right. Oh, the place was buzzing, cousin, everywhere in sight.
There was a buzz.
That's what it was. Oh, well, I ducked around the back when I heard them shout.
Come out with your hands up or we'll smoke you out.
As I started to sneak up the roof, I heard the tear gas gun go poof. And I cried through all my tears, 'cause I could see.
It was the buzz. It was the buzz.
Uniforms are gray, uniforms are blue. Every single one of them were after you know who.
It was the buzz.
They started climbing up the stairs in their fire escape. Must have been about 100 every size and shape. There were Sherlock Holmes and Charlie Chan, I guess. Carl 54 with Elliot Ness. So I said, don't shoot, 'cause I surrender, dear.
That was the buzz.
Well, I'll be sitting in my cell till Lord knows when. The judge was undecided, gave me 5 to 10. And I'm thinking I'm gonna stay clean when they let me back on the scene. I learned a real hard way, crime just doesn't pay.
Can't beat the buzz. Too much of buzz.
Got to play it small, got to play it cool. Anybody break the law is nothing but a fool.
Can't beat the buzz.
There's a little wheel a-turning in my Somebody said, get going. Now listen, buddy, can't you read those signs are mighty clear? You better get that hot rod rolling, son, cause there ain't no parking here. Well, up the streets and around the town I drove 100 times and said, be patient, honey, cause a parking spot you'll find. She said I must be in by 12 midnight or look out. But as I went to park again, I heard a policeman shout. Now listen, buddy, can't you read those signs mighty clear? You better get that hot rod rolling, kid, cause there ain't no parking here. Said, hang on this and headed out of town. We'll go out to the country where there ain't no signs around. But just as we were on our way, my girlfriend said, turn back. It's 10 to 12, I must get home, and then I got a plan. Now listen, buddy, can't you read a voice named loud and clear? You better get that tire fixed, my friend, cause there ain't no parking here. So here I am without a spare, what am I gonna do? Can't park here, my girlfriend crying, it will be midnight soon. So I took the tire off the wheel and drove home on the rim. Her daddy met us at the gate, says that's the end of him. Now listen, son, you've had all night, don't smooch around my door. You better get that hot rod rolling, kid, and for gosh sakes, don't come parking around here no more.
Does a Chinese chicken have a pigtail? That's what I'd like to know. If a Chinese chicken has a pigtail, to China I will go. Yeah. Does a Chinese chicken have a pigtail? A man can hang on to. There could be no better way of knowing your little hen was true. I've been searching, searching for someone I could trust. I'll just keep on searching, I'll find her yet or bust. I'll keep looking, hoping, always trusting, and asking every day, does a Chinese chicken have a pigtail? If so, send one my way. Does a Chinese chicken have a pigtail? That's what I'd like to know. If a Chinese chicken has a pigtail, to China I will go. Does a Chinese chicken have a pigtail? A man can hang on to. There could be no better way of knowing your little hen was true. I've been searching, searching for someone I could trust. I'll just keep on searching. I'll find her yet or bust. I'll keep on looking, hoping, always trusting, and asking every day, does a Chinese chicken have a pigtail? If so, send one my way. Does a Chinese chicken have a pigtail? If so, send one my way.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that wraps up tonight's free association. Thank you all for your participation. But we gotta roll on to the radio obituaries right now, because it is the beginning of the new radio obituary year. We told you it was coming, and here it is. We were not joking at the end of last year when we said it was about to end. Last year being last week. But, of course, I did no obits last week because I was out sick. What a time to be out sick. So, we wrapped up the year with no fanfare whatsoever, but hey, it's a new year now, so yay! You know, pop champagne, do whatever you need to do. But welcome to the radio obituary year 2022 right now. That's what we're going to begin. But just a reminder that because we just wrapped up the radio obituary year of 2021, that means it's almost time for your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. It's almost time for him to come and poll you to find out which radio obituaries you'd like to hear retrospected in the Radio Obituary Retrospective coming up in just a couple of weeks, the Saturday following Thanksgiving. Of course, he is being ably assisted by our Director of Minutia, Bob Cohen. They are working like busy little bees right now, getting things together for you to take the poll. So stay tuned for that. That ought to be coming up anytime now. But tonight, like I said, let us begin the radio obituary year. Well, let us begin the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. And then let's take a look immediately at the new year stats, because although we have not done a single radio obituary yet this year, we already have a backlog. So by the time the program is completed tonight, we will have completed 9 radio obituaries in this new year. We will have declined 10, and we will have 50 in the backlog. What a luxurious way to start a year. But you want to talk about luxury. Another member of our ever-embiggening staff, Chuck Yule, not Belinda, he stepped up to help out last week for the end of the radio obituary year, so that now carries over into the new year. And although he does not say this is the initial radio obituary, it is. But let me hand you over to him right now here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hi, I'm still not Belinda, and I'm back again with another radio obituary, this time for Tommy DeBarge. Tommy DeBarge was the vocalist and bass guitarist of the R&B funk band Switch, and part of the music industry's famed DeBarge family. DeBarge rose to fame in Switch in the mid to late 70s. The group recorded hits like There'll Never Be, I Call Your Name, and Love Over and Over Again on the Gordy label. Tommy and his brother Bobby were founding members of the group, which had a huge influence on future bands in this genre, including DeBarge, the group composed of their siblings. His brother Ed released a statement upon Tommy's death saying, quote, "His legacy will live on in the hearts of all those who loved him so much and in the beautiful music he created with our brother Bobby, as well as that of his musical peers in the famous R&B band Switch," unquote. Tommy DeBarge was 64 when he passed away on October 21st, and he is another radio obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Show me what what you do for me.